What we're about to do is we're about to share with you a really simple way of thinking. A simple way of thinking that will not only reshape your thinking, but allow you to think circles around people, to be able to think differently from the way they think, and to be able to actually construct different ideas, even when presented with a group of people who thinks the same way.
Now, the premise of our next segment is, I want to remind you, is that it doesn't have to be logical. It has to be plausible.
I wonder, do you, as you think about it, would it be worthwhile to you to learn another way of thinking that you probably don't know right now that would allow you to change your thinking in such a way that you could think circles around someone else? I think that would be valuable. Sure. Because the more options you have in conceiving of a problem, the more options you have in conceiving of the solution. Now, let's look at this.
When a baby grows up, becomes a toddler, starts asking mom and dad, mom, what's that?
What's that?
Mom says, that's a chair. Mom, what's that? What's that? It's a chair.
Baby says,
What's that?
Mom says.
Eventually, the baby learns, oh, chair.
Mom goes, oh, how smart.
Then the baby goes, showing to the table, chair? Mom says, no, that's not chair. That's table. Baby says, chair, it's a chair. No, that's a table. Chair, this is a chair, pointing to the chair. Mom says, yep, that's a chair. Baby goes, showing to the plant, chair? That's a chair, that's a chair. Mom says, no, that's a plant. No, that's a chair. No, that's a plant.
Yeah, and but it's not a chair. A plant's not a chair, right?
Eventually, the baby learns the difference between what is a chair and what is not a chair. Yeah, with me so far? Good.
Now, with regards to our problem, let's say that this chair that I'm looking at is a problem. Now, how do I do problem in the neurology? How do most clients, when they have a problem, how do they do the process of having a problem?
What we just showed before on the slide. By creating, putting boundaries around a certain set of neurology.
Now, I'm pointing to the chair. Is this a chair? Yes. Now I'm pointing to the table. Is this a chair? It's not a chair. Right? It's not a chair.
How do you know this is a chair?
How do you know that the chair is a chair?
And how do you know the table is not a chair?
Interesting question. You've been told that, and that's how you learned your language. And, of course, the word chair was associated to a certain set of internal representations with a certain thing. Now, take the word problem, which could be operative in exactly the same way. Take the word problem, we're looking at slide number 37. Just take the word problem. Here's a problem in the nervous system. Much the same way, if I'm associated with the problem, it would be kind of like this. Yeah, so here I am.
In the problem.
I'm in the problem.
You see nothing but the problem.
And the problem's all I can see. In the class, I've got my face buried in the chair. Where I'm using the chair as an example of the problem. What can I see? Can I see anything other than the problem? No. Now, what happens if from inside the problem, we ask the client to consider something outside the problem, from inside the problem, but not in a single-dimensional way, but in a multidimensional way? Ooh. So what would we do? We'd actually activate the neural networks, making sure the client was
in the problem.
In the problem, like this, right in the problem.
Yeah. Associated. And then we go from inside the problem linguistically. We go from inside the problem to outside the problem.
See, in order to know this is a chair, you need to know that this is not a chair, and that table is not a chair, and that plant over there is not a chair.
Nor are these computers chairs. I mean, but because if you were to use the computer as a chair, it would be expensive. You'd mess up the keyboard. Or worse.